And our call to worship, we're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we're going to be looking at verse 2 where it says, "For ye yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." He introduces this term, the day of the Lord, which is a technical term that's used many times, 26 times in the Old Testament, 5 or 6 times in the New Testament, to refer to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's pictured as a thief in the night. I don't know if you've ever experienced a robbery where a thief came in the middle of the night. They've gotten so brazen these days that they come during the daytime. But generally speaking, a thief is not expected, and they come at when you least expect it to do their work. Well, that's not so with the rapture. We look forward to the rapture. We know it's coming. But with the second coming, whenever God sends His Son to come back to the earth, it's not going to be anticipated. It will be something that will not be anticipated, and He will come as a thief in the night. And a thief doesn't come to do nice things. A thief comes to do terrible things. And our Lord's going to come back, and He is going to, in His wrath, take care of the enemies of Israel. He is going to establish His kingdom. But first of all, He has to deal with the darkness before the light can shine. And we're going to be looking at the testimony that Paul shares with the Thessalonian believers today, that there is that second coming, that second aspect of the rapture and the second coming of Jesus Christ that they need to be aware of and need to understand fully so that they can teach each other and encourage each other about the events that are yet future. I'm so thankful that Jesus Christ is coming back. He's coming back in the clouds to take His children to be with Him, but then He will come back to this earth, and He is going to restore order. He's going to rule with a rod of iron, the Bible says. He's going to rule with equity and with justice, and it will be a time of government that this world has not known in a worldwide fashion. That's Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, and we give Him glory and praise this morning.